Ah, Christmas. Time to put up the tree, hang the lights, wrap a few presents, sit back and relax a bit after a long year, but I guess my hearing must be going. I was sure my wife said decorate for Christmas, not renovate. We've been planning some updates to our house for a while, especially new flooring. Well, the flooring is in and getting ready to be installed. Conveniently, I had forgotten the part about repairing and repainting about half of our house. I get a little carried away when it comes to home improvement. I guess I watch a few too many of those renovation shows where they redesign and rebuild a complete house in an hour. I also forget about the part where, as soon as you get started, more problems come up. I've had a list of things I wanted to add, fix, or replace for years, and now was my chance to do them. A new pocket door, update the casing around the doors, all new baseboards, the works. When I'm done, it won't look like the same house. Then again, decorating would make it look like a different house as well. I should have listened harder. So here I am, a few days away from Christmas, not a tree, light, or decoration in sight. The house is empty for the new flooring, and I'm picking paint out of my hair. No, it's not gray, but getting closer. As a friend of mine commented, drywall dust in the stocking. I like to think of it as my contribution to Christmas decorations, a light dusting of snow throughout the house. It's going to be a scramble, but I think we'll make it. It will be like Christmas with the Cranks, where an entire holiday comes together in just a few hours, but without the cancelled cruise. I must admit, it will look pretty good when it's all done. Just in time for my Christmas nap. Merry Christmas. Brad Sherwin, MBA, is a longtime resident of South Delta, and has over 30 years' experience in marketing, public relations, and business strategy. He teaches post-secondary marketing, coaches hockey goalies, and is past president of DeltaSyst.